All right, so Friday fun into Grape Fest.
Maybe hip drop Uncle Roger.
Don't do hip drop tackles at your Thanksgiving unless you're really angry.
Unless they're asking for it. Unless... Or they try to talk politics, then just horse collar them.
All right, so we have a couple pieces of audio, and I'm told that helping us navigate through Friday fun on a Wednesday is ham.
Thank you, Bob.
Wow.
Before anything, this is brought to you by Milam and Green Whiskey in Rally House, Texas.
You know, everybody has to do more when Corby's out, and Ham said, I got this.
And I said, I'm not doing more, so I'm going to let Ham do more and cover everybody.
So this Wednesday Friday fun all stems pretty much from Monday. Davey had a Eatsy's live spot, first live spot of the day, and he might have mispronounced a word.
Go to eatsies.com/Thanksgiving to see all that they have to offer. One of the things that sold out last year that if you're interested, you need to get your order placed right now is the Rosewood Ranch Smoked Wagyu Prime Rib Roast. If you want to take things up a notch and go beyond just your turkey, you need to get the boneless Wagyu Prime Rib Roast with a...
So, Davey, multiple times, Wagyu...
It's a tough word if you're not familiar.
I mean, maybe I'm dyslexic and maybe you are shaming someone who has a learning disability.
I can live with that.
That is a possibility, but yeah, okay. I'm comfortable with living with that.
So it's Wagyu.
Yeah, it's not this.
Wagyu.
Or this.
Wagyu.
So if you say it faster, it's still not right.
No.
Boy, but that's
you tried.
That's a broadcaster trick we've all tried is just say it really fast and maybe it could slide by.
So... In the break, we told him, hey, you're pronouncing it wrong, and
yes,
now and he knows.
Yeah, so I was made aware of my mistake, which then planted it in my brain to where it was an impossible hurdle to overcome when then, during a commercial break, I had to record some spots down line that would be played like in different day parts.
Yes.
And they had to be done that day because they had to run within the next 24 hours.
Yeah, because we weren't going to be in studio and they had to be on the air the next day.
So this turned into a real treat for all involved.
Yes, so I was tasked
except for me
back here to record Davey doing his live spots, which was three Eatsy's live spots.
And they were all like exactly the same except for like one sentence, but I had to record the whole thing three times.
So yeah, 5 minute break. Let's see how far we get along in this. So this is me telling them.
Shut your f***ing mouth. Your whore mouth.
And there is me telling Dave that I'm already recording them and now I have that as a drop, telling them that it's pronounced Wagyu, not Wagyu.
Oh God, there's three of them? F*** me. Okay, you ready?
Davey Lane here with reason for you to be thankful. Davey here with Thanksgiving advice. Relax and let Eatsy's Market and Bakery do the cooking. Today is the last day to order at Eatsy's.com/Thanksgiving. Traditional favorites like turkey, stuffing, and green bean casserole. Eatsy's has it all. Adam Romo, CEO of Eatsy's, told me that Eatsy's favorite is the Rosewood Ranch Smoked... Adam Romo, CEO of Eatsy's, told me that an Eatsy's favorite is the Rosewood Ranch Smoked Wagyu... Wagyu? F*** you. Adam Romo, CEO of Eatsy's, told me that an Eatsy's favorite is the Rosewood Ranch Smoked Wagyu Prime Beef. Adam Romo, CEO of Eatsy's, told me that an Eatsy's favorite is the Rosewood Ranch Smoked Wagyu Prime Beef.
So at this point,
we're so happy. Our whole table.
The whole table is now listening in on Dave trying to read this copy.
And yeah. We're dying it's back like here, of course, too.
It's like I'm nude in front of the class.
It's like, come on, just do it. Just read it.
Yeah, how hard is it?
Yeah, it's just words. Now let's back it up a little bit.
Is the Rosewood Ranch Smoked Wagyu Prime Beef Rib Roast. F*** you. God damn it.
Keep all that.
And we want all of that audio.
You're a d-
And at that point, we had to bail out recording the rest of them because...
We just did it in another break.
Yeah.
And I think I still screwed it up.
That was so good.
No, you nailed it. You got
I did? Okay.
There was three you needed to do. You did the first one pretty much flawlessly.
Yeah, because it's
focused on that one. How come they're not replaying the flawless one?
When I nailed
cut that
it.
Out.
Yeah, because it's Rosewood Ranch smoked Wagyu prime beef rib. That's that's too many words.
There's a lot of words in there. I like spots with fewer words. You know?
I think Eatsies is great, no matter how many words.
I love Eatsies. I went to Eatsies today to pick up items for our Thanksgiving tomorrow, but
What sort of items did you pick up?
Not that.
Not
Rosewood Ranch Wagyu smoked prime beef rib or whatever it is.
So good.
So yeah, that was Davey's live spot mishap.
For those P1s who enjoy a peek behind the curtain, that is what you miss during the breaks.
So good. That's why we're always so happy when Dave has another spot to do.
Yes. Especially words he can't pronounce or it's too dyslexic to read.
That's a very good one, Ham.
So the next piece of audio we have, Bob brought this audio to our attention. This is from the Netflix show. You're going to have to help me with the title of it.
All the Light We Cannot See.
The Light We Cannot See. Featuring the Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
Mark Ruffalo.
It's got Nazis. It's got
Nazis,
radios.
It has radios.
It's got hot blind French
blind women.
It's got hotsies.
Nazis and hotsies, yes.
And from this audio, we were alerted that there's a couple ticket Easter eggs. Bob, I saw you tweeting last night that maybe this is intentionally put in there because...
Well, I just don't know. It doesn't make sense because the people...
It's not in the book.
The people who have read the book, and apparently this is a massive bestseller. So many P1s have read this book, and now Netflix, of course, says, okay, well, then let's turn it into content. And all of the people who have read the book are like, none of this 1310 stuff was in there. Otherwise, that would have set off our alarms.
And here's a clip of that to... If you didn't hear it yesterday during Bob's World.
Listening to foreign broadcast is punishable by death.
Yeah, so what? 10 seconds, 100, we're both dead anyway. The radio station that taught me French was on shortwave frequency 1310. Ever since we left Ukraine, I've been tuning to that frequency.
Now, it's extremely narcissistic of us to assume that it must be a P1 writing this. But it's only because it's happened like five other times in pop culture that people from Dallas have offered tribute to this radio station through that. So it feels far-fetched, but it also feels at least within the realm of possibility that whoever adapted this for Netflix might have fancied our little radio station. Yeah. And wouldn't that be cool?
Homage.
They needed a frequency, so why not their favorite frequency?
Why not...
America's favorite
one
frequency.
Of the top AM radio stations in all of Dallas.
So from listening from that audio, there has to be something we could do with this audio. It's just too great.
Because the premise early on is the Nazi soldier listening to the blind woman who's broadcasting, and she's reading from a book.
She's reading Braille 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
It might be 20,000, but you're right.
Or 20,000.
Yeah.
Or Wagyu.
That was the prequel. Just 10,000.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
The sequel. They went deeper in the second one.
What about 20,000?
Well, yeah. Back here in the control room, we had a little bit of fun with that. And DJ's
because we've got a lot of hours of somebody on the radio station recorded reading a book.
That's right.
So I should say.
What if Jub was the blind girl
that he listened to?
Okay.
Here's what that might
sound
like.
I like this flimsy premise.
Listening to foreign broadcast is punishable by death.
Yeah, so what? 10 seconds, 100, we're both dead anyway. The radio station that taught me French was on shortwave frequency 1310. Ever since we left Ukraine, I've been tuning to that frequency. And now... Now when it's too late, the frequency comes alive and I hear a girl reading a book.
His fingers are at my zipper. Achingly slow. Once more he eases it down while his lips move. My body resonates and I start to squirm. You are going to have to learn to keep still. No bra, Miss Steele. I like that. His hands reach around and cup my breath.
And I will never know who she is.
So what if this German soldier was risking his life to defend this girl who's reading this book in occupied France?
If you hear Slam Deliciously in the next episode, and then we'll know.
It's Jub that's reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, and the whole point of reading the book was to send messages to the Allies and to the French resistance. And in this playlet, if Jub says breast,
yeah,
or choke breast, choke me from an inch of my life, that
it triggers an airstrike,
right?
Boy,
or supplies are going to be here, but yeah, right. some Nazi out there in a different universe might be listening to Jub.
A little turned on, yeah. A little interested.
We got some horny Nazis now.
No bra means that the checkpoint is unguarded.
The attack is off if the bra is off.
But to sum all this up, so this is why I messed up to begin Community Quick Hits yesterday, was I was putting this together and I was sidetracked and I forgot to put the bed in. So now with that context and with Davey now on alert for anything I can mess up.
Yes.
We got this moment yesterday.
Tan the tip.
Community Quick Hits. Which is brought to you by
Mark Spain Real Estate.
Uh oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mark Spain Real Estate and DFWsecurity.com.
Jerry telling Jimmy,
What is happening?
That ain't me, babe. For his
competence and skill level. Jerry Jones and his committee of
Oh, it was ham.
Ham. Messed up.
Wagyu, wagyu, wagyu.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're all so mature.
Which works out for me also because now...
Now you have the Wagyu alarm.
Wagyu, Wagyu, Wagyu.
I have that.
Oh, here comes the...
Yeah, that's the French resistance police.
Here comes the ambulance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wagyu, Wagyu, Wagyu. Boy, it really does sound like the
French police siren.
Yes, absolutely the Parisian police rolling by as a slightly different siren where they actually say Wagyu.
So everyone
Wagyu, Wagyu, Wagyu.
So everyone screws up at the ticket. It's just more fun when Ham screws up because he's always pouncing on us.
Because he so rarely does.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I'm flawless.
That's what perfection is all about.
Except when I speak.